To begin with this, Taylor Swift's accountants are far from seeing red this year. Yeah, thank you. Ding to you,
ding,
too.
Ding.
And the 24-year-old just named the highest-earning artist of the year, according to Billboard magazine's Moneymakers list. Swift brought in close to $40 million through a combination of album sales, digital downloads, and touring. Number two on the list, Kenny Chesney.
Country music and Betty
Country music, and then Justin Timberlake in third. And I want to just share with you on the list, I thought this was great. It's Bon Jovi is four, Rolling Stones, Beyonce, Maroon 5. Number 10, Fleetwood Mac. Still awesome. In the game.
Right.
Still in the game, earning nearly $20 million.
Good for them.
Wow. Yep, I thought that was interesting.
Rock on.
Also, in pop news this morning.
Every time.
Yep. Katie Holmes is heading back to the small screen, and we welcome her. She's starring in a pilot for a new drama right here on ABC, produced by the writer of the HBO movie Behind the Candelabra. Holmes plays an Audrey Hepburn-esque socialite making waves in New York City. This will be her first starring role on TV since her days on
Dawson's Creek. You know, she's out and about town a lot.
I have seen her.
And just really in a very good place.
And she's allowed, she sort of does her own thing. She's a terrific mom.
Yeah.
So welcome back.
Yeah.
And finally, an incredible face-to-face interview just released that's got us all laughing and a little shocked this morning. President Obama having words with actor Zach Galifianakis on his irreverent internet show. It's called Between Two Ferns.
No, what is it like to be the last black president?
Seriously? What's it like for this to be the last time you ever talk to a president?
It must kind of stink, though, that you can't run, you know, three times.
No, actually, I think it's a good idea. You know, if I ran a third time, it'd be sort of like doing a third Hangover movie. Didn't really work out very well. But... I'm going to press this.
Don't touch that, please. Thanks for the interview, and... thanks for letting me shoot my show here all these years.
You've been shooting these shows here in the diplomatic room?
Fantastic.
Who gave you permission?
Many more hilarious wisecracks.
Bush.
They're telling me. See, I didn't want to interrupt it. The control room was saying wrap it up.
No.
It's great. You got to check it out. It's the president also takes time to reach out to young viewers, though, encouraging them to take advantage of the Affordable Care Act.
Zach, had a lot of fun doing
Zach's
it.
Got a great career as an interviewer.
They're so good. Between Two Ferns, I highly recommend it. It's so good.